Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is your host, Chris Miles, your anti-financial advisor and cash flow expert. Guys, this show is for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, right now, so you can live that life that you love with those you love doing what you want. But guys, on top of that, it's so much bigger than that, because as you've financially prospered, as you are blessed, you can bless the lives of others. Because as a rippler, you create a ripple effect to bless more lives. And guys, I appreciate you allowing me to do that for you. Thank you for tuning in, for binging and sharing and doing everything that you do today. And actually, on top of that, really, thank you for acting. You know, thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for giving us reviews on iTunes. Thank you for tuning in on YouTube or with our Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Thank you so much. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's other great information on there as well. And you can reach out to us if you got any questions. So check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So today, guys, I'm looking at what I feel is going to be valuable for you guys. I thought of a situation here recently where I had somebody that reached out to me and said, "All right, Chris, so I was talking to my financial advisor and here's what they said." And my financial advisor was by no way, shape, or form were they holding back. They were giving me their full-on opinion, telling me exactly what they thought. I told them I wanted to do real estate investing, and they treated me like I was a moron. They treated me like I was an idiot. Like they told me that that was a dumb idea. I shouldn't do it. That money should be in the market because that's the best place, because it makes way more money there than it does in real estate. Now, this ticks me off. Like, this is the kind of stuff is why I can never retire, right? Because when I see this happening, whether it's, you know, on the life insurance side and people are losing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in how they're doing their life insurance, right? Their infinite banking stuff, right? And then you get other people that are coming to me saying, "This is what my financial advisor says," or "This is what my employer says," or my HR department, because they're financially free. They're dumb. They don't know what they're doing. They're just, I know, I actually almost went into HR. I know they teach you nothing about money, nothing at all. So that's a fact. But these people are telling you what you should be doing with your money. They're bossing you around. And this ticks me off, because who's the boss here? Guys, you should be the boss. You are the boss of your money. No one should care about your money more than you. They shouldn't. I shouldn't, for that example, right? No one should. You should be the one that not only cares more about your money, but actually is the one that's running and in charge. Now, I know a lot of you guys lack the confidence. And it's not that you couldn't have the confidence, because with the right education and what you're getting here, by the way, just so you know, just some of these key financial principles we talk about here often will trump, it will actually dumbfound some financial advisors, because they can't see it. They don't understand, because they're not trained to think this way. And just so you know, you don't have to be a financial genius to stump a financial advisor. You just have to have common sense. You just have to question everything. For example, if a financial advisor is telling you, "Hey, you should put your money here because this will make you financially free. This is how you'll be able to retire." Ask them, "Hey, you know what? You probably make good money as a financial advisor. And really, you've been doing this for how long? How many years?" And I bet some of these guys have been doing this for 30 plus years. Ask them, "Hey, could you stop working right now and say that your commission's cut off today, so there weren't any trails or renewals," because that's a big way that they make continual income, right? "You're not making trails renewals. You're purely just invested in the market. Could you survive forever? Would you be able to be financially free, financially independent, even where you have enough income coming in? I can guarantee you guys the answer is no. If they're honest with you, they will say no. Some of them will probably try to hum-haw and try to snake around it or say, well, I'm on track to do it. But the truth is they're not on track either. How do I know this? Because I was one of them. And let me peel back the curtain to let you know what's behind it, because I came from that world. Let me tell you how we're taught to teach you and to treat you. Now, I will tell you this. We were not taught to treat you with disrespect, right? That's one big thing. At least I wasn't taught that way. But we were taught with ego, and we were taught this. This is the one thing that was ingrained in me from day one, is that people, the American public, the general public, lack the time, the training, or the temperament to do their own investing. They lack the time, the training, or the temperament to do their own investing. Therefore, they should trust us as financial advisors. That's it. You know, trust us. Just trust us. We know what's best. This brain off, this kind of brain off, call it a conspiracy or call it whatever you will, right? This little brain off issue that we have going on here in the world is affecting all of us. Understand that these companies, including mutual fund companies, have understood that if they make it really easy for you, it's easy, right? They know that that's what you want. You want brainlessness. And you might say, no, Chris, like I have my own brain. I make my own mind. And I know a lot of you do. But understand this, they know subconsciously our minds want to be lazy. That's why you're automatically enrolled into a 401k. Think about this. You're not given the option to enroll. They enroll you. You have the option to opt out now. It used to be before we used to enroll in it, but they realized like, no, people don't want to have to do paperwork. So just automatically enroll them all in the open enrollment. And then you can opt out if you choose not to. So really it's brainless investing, right? They'll just sign you up and you don't have to do anything. It's all taken care of for you. La, 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 la. The problem with this is that la, 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 la attitude costs you money. That's what costs you your freedom. Now, financial advisors try to do the same thing. We're taught, hey, just listen to us. Here's what it is. But understand that when we're taught, it's really just a suite of the same products. Financial advising is really just Mexican food, right? In fact, I knew there was a company leader that we would follow. He actually would say that. He would say it more like in jest, like, hey, it's simple, guys. You should be able to figure this out. But the truth is, it actually is Mexican food. Financial advising is the Mexican food of money, right? Now, what do you mean by that? Well, think about what's in a taco. You got some sort of tortilla-based shell or tortilla, right? You got tortillas. You've got meat. You got lettuce, cheese, beans, that kind of stuff, right? What's in a burrito? Tortilla, lettuce, beans, cheese, meat, all the same stuff. What's in a tostada? Same thing. Chimichanga, same thing. It's all the same crap. It's just repackaged differently and called a different name. That's exactly what financial services is. This is the two things you can really dumb it down to for what financial advisors offer you. One is insurance products, and then two is mutual funds. That's it. Everything else is just a variety of different bells and whistles and things that make it sound all complex, but it's not. And here's the other thing. Financial advisors don't know anything that they're doing. They don't do any of the investing. They let you do it. They say, hey, take this little risk questionnaire and you'll figure out where you go. Now, this is safer for them and I know this because it started coming out with these risk assessment questionnaires and finding these risk type of funds. I was like, oh, this is so much easier because if I pick the wrong fund, they blame me. But hey, if they pick their risk level and then say, well, this is the fund that matches up your risk level, if it goes right or wrong, great. It's all on them. You take no accountability as a financial advisor. It's great. And so that's what happens is that they say, great, based on your risk level, boom, go into this mutual fund. Ta-da, there's your burrito. And hey, here's an annuity for you. Hey, here's this, here's that. It's all the same stuff, guys. But it's amazing how much ego is behind this because again, they tell you, you lack the time, the training, and the temperament to really understand any of this stuff. So you should just trust them. And that's what I was taught. When we did sales training, they said, here, just let them know, like, here's all the stuff they need to know. It's confusing. Here's what I recommend. Trust me. And then you just follow my advice. In many cases, blindly, right? Like I said, take a risk assessment questionnaire and look, this is the magic little bullet that's going to save you. And it doesn't. Understand too, they're based on false returns. You know, it amazes me that financial advisors still think the market actually produces 10, 12% a year average. Even worse, if they've been in for the last 10 years, they think it's done better, which it has. But the problem is the real return versus the average returns are not the same. And you're not getting those average returns that I keep stating. You're getting the actual returns. So you're getting maybe 7 or 8% if you're lucky. If you're lucky, you get 7 or 8%. Here's the problem though, guys, is that this isn't about the financial advisors, right? Granted, they're doing the best that they know how. I know because I was one of them. They're not trying to hurt you. They're just taught and trained by companies that are giving all the financial education out there in the media and everything else that this is what it's supposed to be like. And if you try to veer off that path and do something different, oh, heaven forbid, you do something different. Heaven forbid, you do something that the minority of people have done that actually have become wealthy, that actually have a better shot. Understand that with mutual funds and the stuff that they teach you, 100% of the time has not worked. I know because the numbers aren't good enough. The inflation's too high, the returns are too low, and you cannot live on enough without worrying about running out of money. There's not enough cash flow coming from those investments. All of that is a recipe for disaster, and that's why people are still working and not having enough. And that's why they beg for Social Security, which they keep pressuring the politicians to keep adding more, right? Even though the thing is going bankrupt. There is your problem. But again, we got financial advisors trying to convince you that they know what's best for you, that you should just shut up, just take the advice and accept it. And guys, that's not good with me. They think you're not smart enough. They think you're an idiot. That's really the truth. Deep down, they might respect you, but they really think that you don't know what you're doing and that they know best. I know because I went to my brother-in-law who had made millions of dollars. His whole family had become millionaires. I went to them trying to teach them something, saying, hey, I bet you didn't know this about the stock market, did you? I bet you didn't know that these mutual funds might pay you 10 or 12%. Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? While they're investing in real estate, investing in business, making much higher returns than that. In fact, I remember my brother-in-law telling me, he's like, so Chris, if I give you 10,000 to play with, you're saying you might make me 12%. I'm like, well, hey, no guarantees. But that's the average of the market since 2000 BC, right? They're like, okay, well, that's 1200 bucks, Chris, that you can make me in a year with 10 grand. But Chris, I can take 10 grand. I can go put that in my business and do a transaction and actually make $20,000 in a couple months. That's 100% rate of return. So why would I put my money with you? And what was my response? Well, you should be diversified. You should put all your eggs in one basket. And besides, business is risky. You shouldn't do that. Even though that's how they made their money as their whole family. And they made millions and millions with it. And by the way, I was in business too as a financial advisor. My business was to sell financial crap to you. The stuff that hasn't worked, but the only thing that's actually made financial advisors a lot of money is selling crap. Guys, you are smart enough to handle this stuff. Now, you might need to know certain rules. You might need to know the options. And that's where we help. That's where we do the consulting and stuff. And you can always reach out through our site, moneyripples.com. You can reach out to us. But guys, when you start to see the options, you start to realize like, wait a minute, I can make 10, 12%. And oh my goodness, like I can actually make more money. I could actually create cash flow. Wait, I could retire much sooner than what it would be otherwise. The answer is yes. But I'm telling you, all that stuff that we talk about on the alternative side that you can actually do to create real freedom that has had proven results, that's not sold by a financial advisor. And what are they going to say? They're going to say, it's stupid. Don't do it. Or they say, we could do a little bit of that, but you should still have money over here with me because that's where I make my money. That's what they're really saying, guys. That's the problem. There's so much self-interest in it. And again, here's the basic question to ask a financial advisor. Are you financially free off the investments, not off the commissions, but off the investments alone? Could you retire off of these things too? Because if you can't, why should I put money there? That is the real bullet between the eyes question that you should be asking every advisor. And how do I know this? Because I was there. And because I know none of them were there themselves. The only reason I'm saying this is because I've been there. And I'm doing that now. I'm actually there. So you know, I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that it required me to do it differently than they did too. I couldn't do it doing their method. I could not save enough in mutual funds to become free. I had to go outside of that path too. I saw both paths. I saw the one that was proven not to work, and I saw the one that did work. That's the one that's road that's been less traveled, but it's been the road most proven. That's the key, guys. So anyways, I hope you take this to heart. I hope you really ponder on this and ultimately take control of your money. It's your money. You are the boss, not them. You can fire them, not the other way around. You fire your freaking financial advisors and take control of your own money today. Guys, make it a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.